Think about a house that's got a leaky roof and busted out windows, no insulation. It needs serious work, and the homeowner is paying through the nose just to stay warm and dry. That's one way to think about the state's current Medicaid program, which serves some 140,000 New Hampshire residents. Using that analogy, Health and Human Services Commissioner Nick Tumpa says shifting to managed Medicaid will be like extreme home makeover.
With better energy, better windows that are more energy efficient, a better layout that will allow us to be able to be as efficient as we can.
Tumpas believes one of the home improvements that must be made is to change how the Medicaid program deals with the developmentally disabled. This group makes up a small fraction, 6% of the entire program population, but they drive 25% of the costs. Tumpas says fundamental to building this better Medicaid system is connecting typical medical services a person receives, like a visit to the doctor, to the long-term care that they get, like an aide coming to the house.
There is no linkage. There is no case manager. There is no management of the care of the medical side of it, as well as those essential services.
To Tumpas, getting that case manager, for example, is like fixing the broken windows. And this is where Tumpas believes the state can really realize significant efficiencies. Efficiencies, he says, that leads to savings. There's just one thing.
We don't have a detailed plan.
This is where the department's ideas about reforming care for the disabled hit some bumps. Over the 1,000-odd page contract, less than a page is devoted to this idea of merging medical care with long-term care needs. On top of that, the three companies that would run the Medicaid program, Boston Medical Center Health Plan, Centene, and Meridian, don't have any real experience doing it.
There's a long road ahead of us on this.
If and when the contract is approved by the Executive Council, Tumpas says he'll bring the department together with managed care companies and the families and providers who serve this population. Together, the commissioner says this team will devise a plan to ensure that some 12,000 New Hampshire residents will be taken care of.
If it's not in writing, then, you know, what will these out-of-state managed care organizations have to say about that?
That's Jennifer Bertrand. Her 12-year-old daughter Chloe's autistic and needs about 20 hours a week of in-home help. Bertrand and hundreds of other families who could be affected by the changes are irate. HHS is seemingly giving managed care companies carte blanche. No plan, no experience working with this population, but guaranteeing these firms hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer money? No way.
Our current system is like a Main Street type system. You know, it's around the corner, local, people that you know, people that are passionate about providing quality services. And I'm worried about the quality of care being compromised. I'm worried about an out-of-state company, instead of looking at my daughter as an individual, looking at her as a commodity.
Bertrand says parents plan to line the statehouse halls as the executive council meets to decide the fate of the managed care contract. She says they'll be armed with tissue flowers representing individuals with developmental disabilities. Bertrand says many families want the council to scrap this contract and start over. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.